1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
The age that most people discover their favorite band. The average age that most people discover their favorite band.
20.
14.
I was also guessing 14 when I first saw this headline. It is, in fact, 13.
Mm. Yeah.
I think that's pretty right on.
Those are your formative years.
That's when you get hit hard by something and you become a lifelong fan of something, say, The Police.
It has a real impact.
You don't come along and go, yeah, that sucked. What was I thinking? There's something better than this.
I used to think Edgar Winter was really good. I don't listen to Edgar Winter.
Yeah, but so much time has passed.
Elton John.
At 20, I still love The Police as much as I did at 13, 14.
I don't dislike Elton John, but it's like, there's better stuff out there.
Okay. The average age that people said they were first exposed to explicit music was 12 and a half. I think that's probably
a generational thing, isn't it?
I would think so, too, because Benny Goodman and, what influenced your musical taste when you were growing up? And this is from highest respondents to lowest respondents. Friends, the radio, movies, father, followed by mother, TV, then concerts and festivals, and 33% said a sibling contributed. I got most
Top
of my
40
early...
radio is just a psychological experiment. I mean, it's, where you like something just from the sheer repetition.
Or you hate it from the sheer repetition.
Yeah.
Like The Joker by Steve Miller. Hate that song. Hate it.
You hate The Joker by Steve Miller. When did this happen? Really?
Hate it.
There's so much else out there to hate.
Yeah, I'm a picker. I'm a shut up.
It's the gangster of love.
Yeah, I know. That's where the line comes from. But it's one of my most, it's one of those songs that makes me mad.
All right. You can't talk anybody out of it.
He makes his guitar sound like someone saying,
Right.
He makes you talk.
Now,
it's a wolf whistle, Romulus.
In Mr. Miller's defense, I love Book of Dreams. I think that album is awesome. I really like Fly Like an Eagle. I think that's a great album.
Big old jet airliner is my favorite.
Yeah. The guitar riff in that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's great.
Okay.
Now, Joe Walsh will tell you that Steve Miller's nothing but a ripoff artist. The Steak, he said, is just a flat ripoff of Rocky Mountain Way. He told us that when he did the show with us for a few days.
That never came to an actual conclusion legally, though?
I don't think so. I don't know. Joe just said, just ripped me off on this song.
I think Siblings had a bigger, in my world, their albums were the first things I because they're being played in the house. And, first introduction to Beatles. Or Edgar Winter.
Free Ride, man. Come on.
Or Foghat.
Frankenstein.
Smoke on the Water. My brother would just blast out of his room all the time. Just endlessly.
Yeah.
64% of parents say they try to influence their kids' musical taste. And not surprisingly, parents who are fans of indie rock are the biggest offenders. The insecure indie rockers have to have their kids fall in line. And love their...
Hey, kids, gather around and play a great band that you've never heard of. Really, nobody's ever heard of. They're poor. This is a poor band.
Right. I thought Rush fans would be the biggest, because that's a show where you see generations of people going to.
Rush fans are fanatic.
Rush fans must have their children in lockstep as well. And the children at a Rush show look psyched to be there. They're not staring at their phones or like, oh my God, I'm here with my, they are like standing on the chairs and all in.
I have this problem. This is an inner battle I fight every day.
Mm-hmm. Every day?
I'm not a Rush fan.
Okay.
I just think it's too artsy, too whatever you
want
to call
Rush,
it.
I love Rush, but I don't know all their
whatever
songs.
You want to call it. But I like Kansas. What's the difference between Rush and Kansas? Now, Rush fans are losing their minds
Rush
right now.
And Kansas?
Kansas, if you listen to their albums.
Fiddle.
Kansas does all this fruity stuff as well, like Rush does,
Oh, God, no. Mm-mm. Poor Neil Peart.
Just
rolling over.
I can't in my head. I go, why do I think Kansas is okay, but the Rush thing just drives me crazy.
That's apples and oranges. You can't even
begin.
Yes? Are you a Yes fan?
Yeah, fringe. Very
Clat
fringy.
Clat 2, the Canadian Yes? Remember Clat 2?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's like asking the difference between Footloose and Fancy Free and the Hager twins.
Thank you. It's like that.
There's really no difference.
Do you want to hear the top 10 greatest breakup songs of all time?
Sure.
Fire away.
Because Valentine's Day has now, it's been long enough now where we probably broke up with somebody after Valentine's
Day.
Well,
the 20th, it was less than a week ago.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
We were told not to break up, you know, on that day.
Okay.
I Will Survive, Gloria Gaynor. Can you, anything?
What about it? Do I like it? No.
Ain't No Sunshine.
Bill Withers, that's still a good song.
Someone Like You by Adele. I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. These are the greatest breakup songs of all time.
So wait, you're playing them while you're breaking up, or you sit and cry to them after you've broken up? I'm not sure what this means exactly.
I think there's something for everyone in this little sampler here.
However you're feeling maybe at the time.
Okay.
Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson. Ms. Jackson by Outkast. Aw, yeah, that is great. I Will Always Love You by Whitney.
She's going back on tour.
That's when you're buried in a pint of ice cream and sobbing on the floor.
You know that,
and you
right?
Play that song.
Whitney's
no, Whitney,
going on tour.
Her hologram?
Tour. Yes, exactly.
Did not know that.
At first I was afraid. I was petrified.
This to me is a gay anthem breakup song. You know? To me this is... I think you could make a separate list.
This is I'm Getting Over You. I Will Survive. This,
yeah, this
isn't
is
really
like an anthem of like
sitting and wallowing.
So much time thinking how you did me wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
so you're big, saying it's something
this
for
is
everyone.
The big F you song.
Yeah. And right. Then she's charging back better than ever.
And you just hear with that stupid look on your face.
Didn't say stupid. But it
oh, well, it says I changed it stupid lock. There's stupid.
Oh, yeah. Stupid and yeah, okay.
She's what? She says what, Carrie?
Yeah. I Can't Make You Love Me by Bonnie Raitt. That is a sad one when you're really sad about a breakup. That one will just tear your heart out. Oh, my God. Phil Collins.
Breaking up is hard to do in there anywhere.
That's a good one. That's so upbeat.
Neil,
you know?
Sedaka?
Yeah.
Well, it's
I
a
love
breakup
that song.
Song. It says...
comma, down.
Kind of like the bottom line of the whole business.
Right, yeah.
Breaking up is hard to do.
Don't take your love away from me. He's still kind of begging her to stay.
Right. He's way not over it.
Right.
It's the opposite of Donna Summer.
Right.
It's Neil Sedaka. Come on.
I like this.
Really?
Song.
So you look like a guy
like
who gets
opposite
over much?
Of this one is a beat, and this, the other one is a mournful piano.
What's the Phil Collins song I'm thinking of? I still can't almost listen to it this day. It can wreck my day.
It wasn't a single. I think I know
it's,
what you're. If
it's
Leaving
from
Me
the
is
movie.
Easy.
No.
Oh,
it's from the movie.
Yeah, it was a Rachel Ward movie.
I know. Oh, I guess.
What is it? Oh. It's the name of the song is the movie.
I know.
Studio.
I'm getting Endless Love, and that's not it.
Stop with the Endless Love. Stop with the Studio. Huh? You're not trying to help when you
me?
Say that.
How
I can
am.
You just
yeah.
walk away
song.
From me when all I can do is watch you leave? What is it? Oh. And even share that you're the only one who really needs me now. Take a look at me now.
Take a look at me now. Is it
in parentheses?
Oh. Hold on. Hold on. Maybe we have it in the system here.
Just the memory of your face. Take a look at me now. Here it comes.
Break me off a piece of that
no!
butt kick Snickers
I was
bar.
Over there. Wait.
Phil.
Let's oh. dance.
No. Eric is waving and would like to pretend.
Really? Do you have it, Rob?
Giving it up for your love?
It's against all odds.
Do you have it?
That was awful.
It's coming. Oh, it's a live version.
No, I don't want the live version. I
it
want the studio version.
Oh,
I'll have that.
That song hurts me like to this day. And
take me.
You
home
can kind of look at it for other people as
something
well. In
happen
your
on the way to heaven.
Like it's not stop.
We don't have it in the system.
You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette. That's a nice, you know, bitchy one. Yeah. Again, on the order of Gloria Gaynor, Brian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't.
Purple Rain by Prince.
That's a breakup song.
That is number one on this list.
Really?
I don't know. I guess. If you dated a short...
Nothing by Tom Petty. He's
Minnesota
got like 500
dude.
Breakup songs.
I Won't Back Down. Something like that.
Breakdown.
There you go.
Oh
thank
God,
you.
Seriously.
Just a close-up of his face on the...
Oh, I know.
That's just the face value cover. Album cover.
This has
go.
To be greatest drums in a breakup song, too.
Well, he's a percussionist.
I know. But, I mean, you know, you usually don't get such heavy drums in some sort of...
In seems like such a happy guy.
Tome.
Phil had some pretty dark times.
I love it. I love Phil Collins. I really do.
If this one tears your heart out, listen to If Leaving Me Is Easy on this album.
Really?
Oh. Tear you apart.
Really?
Gotcha. Gotcha!
I cannot believe I could not think of that name. I am officially
old. We were right there at the edge.
I am officially... I had to sweet to sing like a verse and a stanza to like get there. Just a
memory. It's against all... Birds? No.
Against all clouds.
Why would I be sad
evens?
About a bird?
I can't come up with
you
it.
You know what that was like? That's like when you're watching Wheel of Fortune and they're one letter away and nobody can solve it.
Against all evens.
Here's you the cool drums. Here you go.
Yeah,
here
on,
you
Eddie.
Go. This is where Phil shines.
Yeah, you do, Phil. Turn That's around and see me cry.
Turn around and see me cry. So
much I need see what I did there? I did harmony.
That was neat.
Thank you. While you were playing air drums, I was doing harmony.
I am the luckiest broadcaster in the world.
Oh, there you are.
I finally figured it out.
When you say that he has the coolest drums.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. That's in every
that was a
Phil.
Symbol.
Phil has that in every Phil Collins song.
I know. No, not really. Not really. There's plenty that aren't drum heavy. A lot of his other sad ones are not as drummy as this one. This is a drummy, delicious
Phil
love song.
Phil was a drummer.
Song.
It's not wrong. It's okay. I like
no,
Phil.
No, I think it's great.
I like Phil.
It is. Here, listen to him here. Listen.
Doesn't sound like it.
Damn, bro,
because you're Lord. Acting silly.
Here, come. The tender ending. The tender ending.
And she doesn't take a look at him now. You know, she doesn't. You
doesn't
know she doesn't.
Doesn't she go over a waterfall or something in this movie?
What?
Waterfall? That ends where she goes over a waterfall?
What? Rachel Ward doesn't go over a waterfall.
I thought
what are you watching, King Kong? Is this the theme from King Kong?
Against all apes.
Phil gets shot off of the Empire State Building.
No, she goes over a waterfall. That's how it is. Oh,
you were mixing movies up
all right,
before.
Let's go home.